sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis. You can pretty much divide people into two groups, those who believe in a spirit world and those who don't. Now, Valerie Deming and her husband Peter are two sensible people who don't believe, or who didn't believe until... But that's our story. Yes, a ghost story. And when it's over, you decide whether Valerie was simply deceived by an illusion, or if in fact she did receive a message from the other side. And that's the name of tonight's tale of suspense. Join us in just a moment, won't you, and help us get to the bottom of this supernatural phenomenon as crisis brings you a message from the other side. The other tenants in the fashionable London apartment building knew Valerie and Peter Deming as an attractive, vital couple, enjoying life and each other like newlyweds. And they had been lucky. Peter, a successful commodities broker. Valerie, artistic and accomplished amateur painter who sold her work. Yes, with austerity on every hand in London, the Demings seemed to sail on unruffled waters.
All right, love. Got everything? Had a shake case, umbrella, alibis for unhappy clients?
Check. Check and double check.
Good. Then here's one to grow on.
Call the office and tell them I've just come down with a galloping something other and I won't be in today.
Out the door with you and go win the bread for the starving family? Remember, you have 3 mouths to feed.
What?
Well, 2 mouths and a beak.
Yes. Can't forget Disraeli. Be a good bird, Dizzy. Don't let me catch you molting. Goodbye, Val. Love you.
Well, Disraeli, I'll have just another look at the papers before you get them in your cage. Oh? Good morning. Oh, excuse me.
I beg your pardon. Is that Mrs. Deming?
Why... Yes, it is. Who is this, please?
My name is Mrs. Wakefrost. You don't know me, madam. But may I ask you, would your first name be Valerie?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Mrs. Deming, do you recognize the name Paul Harrow?
Paul Harrow? Paul Harrow was my late husband's name.
Then at last I found you.
Who are you? Would you please tell me what you want?
Mrs. Deming... I am a medium.
A medium?
A spirit medium. Oh, Mrs. Deming, I feel I've come to the end of a terrible journey. I've telephoned every other Deming in the book.
What is it you want, Mrs. Waycross?
It's not what I want. It's what your late husband wants. Night after night, he's been coming to me, Mrs. Deming.
Coming to you? What?
During my seances, he's calling you. He has some sort of message for you.
I never heard such a... How dare you!
I'm sure you know very little about spiritualism, Mrs. Deming.
Now, you listen here. I've read about your sort. You got my name out of an old newspaper or something. Paul has been dead for 2 years, and I'm remarried, and I will not be victimized. Of all the nerve. Colossal nerve. Why, it's terrible. Well, she won't get anywhere with me. What a terrible racket. That's what it is, of course. It's some kind of racket. Hello.
Please, Mrs. Deming, I don't mean to disturb you, but you must hear me out. It may be of utmost importance to you.
Will you really take the cake? You know there are laws in this city about phone calls like
yours. I can understand your feelings, my dear. But if you'll kindly let me finish, you'll see what I mean, that I mean you no harm. I'm trying to help you. Paul is trying to help you.
I don't need your help. And I certainly don't need... I don't believe. Look. Look here. Paul Harrow died 2 years ago. Neither one of us ever believed in ghosts or your spirit, Mumbo-Jumbo. And I think it's a disgrace to his memory.
Mrs. Deming, I'll deliver his message and ring off. Someone very close to you is in danger. I believe very serious danger. Paul said you'd know when it happened. And then you'd believe that his spirit is restless in trying to contact you. That's all I could get. I'm not a well woman, and, well, anyway, if you decide to pursue this any further, my number is Whitechapel, 8668. Do you have that? Whitechapel, 8668. And I'm sorry to have bothered you. Good luck to you.
Hello. Hello. I never heard of anything so monstrous in my life. I ought to call the police. Disraeli? What's the matter, baby? Oh, no. Oh, no. Not Disraeli.
I got here as fast as I could, dear. But that storm...
I'm sorry to be such a baby.
The way you sounded on the phone, I couldn't imagine...
What... Look, Peter. I couldn't bear to move him.
Oh, poor little beggar. Just dropped over dead, Matt.
Yeah.
Well, birds will do that, I'm told. They catch cold or something, and you never know until... Look, don't fret. First thing in the morning, we'll go down to the pet store and pick out a new one.
Oh, no. Not just yet. Besides, I have an errand tomorrow morning. Will you leave me the car?
Certainly.
And don't worry about me, dear. I'll be fine. It was just so sudden.
Well, where will you be going?
Hmm?
Your errand tomorrow.
Oh, I got a call today from someone I hadn't heard of in a long time. Oh, Peter, don't look so funny. It's nothing like that.
You don't have to tell me. We agreed, since we both had lived a long time before we married each other, we wouldn't pry into each other's past. I'll honor that.
Will it make you feel any better to know my caller was female?
Yes, I'll admit. That does make me feel better. Forgive me, darling. You go see whomever you like tomorrow. Oh, and I'll give Disraeli a decent Christian burial.
Yes?
Mrs. Waycross?
Mrs. Deming, do come in.
Thank you.
Will you have a cup of tea?
Yes, thank you.
It's just ready. Won't you sit down? We'll have a little tea and I'll stir up the fire in the grate. Here you are, my dear. Have a biscuit.
Is this where you hold your...
The seance? Yes, right here.
Is this where you heard from Paul?
Yes.
I think I must tell you to begin with, Mrs. Waycross, that I don't believe in ghosts. The only reason that I called you was, well, the coincidence of what you said and then Disraeli dying.
You may think of it as a coincidence if you wish, Mrs. Deming. But Paul meant it as proof. Proof that his spirit lives.
All right. You got me to come here. Here I am. Now what?
I can't promise you anything. The spirits come and go as they will. But I will try to bring your husband's spirit into this room. It is a very strong spirit, Mrs. Deming. There is so much vitality there. For 3 evenings it dominated the seance. Nothing else could get through. As I told you, I'm not a well woman. It takes all my strength to hold a seance these days. Now I'm just closing the drapes to make it dark. And we'll have soft music on the gramophone and turn the lights down.
Why are you playing that record?
Why do you ask?
Why did you choose that one, that song? That was our song. That was our song in 1949 when we became engaged.
Something must have directed me to that record.
Paul and I fell in love listening to that song.
Be still now. I'll snap this last light off. Now we're in complete darkness. Be very still. Paul Harrow. Paul Harrow. Let the spirit of Paul Harrow manifest itself on earth. Spirit of Paul Harrow, I have brought you your Valerie. Come, spirit. Let the spirit of Paul Harrow enter this earthly room. I see a man. A man in the water. A man wearing black, shiny black, like skin. A man with a mask.
Oh, no. Here, Paul.
Valerie, I still love you. Love never dies.
Oh, Paul, is it really you?
Valerie, do you remember the end? Cornwall.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember our secret?
Our secret?
Our secret treasure.
Oh, yes, Paul.
Is it still safe, Valerie?
Yes.
Valerie, you must collect it now. Trouble is coming to the world, Valerie. Get the treasure.
Get the treasure?
You know where we hid it. You must collect it and keep it safe.
You mean...
Do as I say, Valerie. Do as I say.
Paul!
What did you do to yourself today? You look 1,000 years old.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
No, really, Valerie. This old friend of yours must have given you a going over.
No, it isn't that. But now you bring it up, I could use a holiday.
So could I.
Peter, remember that old inn at Cornwall that Paul and I bought? And I had to almost give away?
Yes.
Well, that's what I need. The smell of the seashore.
The inn. You want to go back to that moldy old inn?
For the weekend. Oh, I think I really need it. You say I've been talking in my sleep again, so, well, maybe it's time to unwind.
Yes. Well, all right. I'll make the arrangements.
Oh, thank you, Peter. You're a dear. Peter?
Yes, love?
Confession time.
I've been waiting.
It's been killing you, hasn't it, where I was Wednesday?
I have given it some thought.
I was attending a seance.
What?
Well, to make a long story short, Tuesday right after you left for work, a Mrs. Waycross called, a spirit medium, and she told me she'd received a message from Paul.
Good Lord.
She said Paul was trying to warn me that someone close to me was in danger. And no sooner had I hung up on her than poor Dizzy fell dead.
Oh, my Lord.
So I called her back and made an appointment for a seance.
And you didn't tell me?
I knew you'd think I was stupid. Poor Canadian girl with provincial beliefs.
What happened? Tell me.
Well, nothing, really. Just a lot of sham.
What did you have to pay her?
Nothing.
What was her game? Trying to shake us down.
They'll never know. Anyway, this business about Paul made me start thinking about the inn at Cornwall. I just thought we'd enjoy getting away. That's why I mentioned it.
You two bought the inn before Paul died, eh?
About a year before. It was never successful, though. Paul really loved scuba diving more than innkeeping.
Yes, and he died at it, the poor devil. I wish I'd known him. I wish to God he hadn't had to die, but then if he hadn't... Oh, that's rotten of me. But there it is. If he hadn't, we'd never have met. I hope I've been good for you as you've been for me, Val.
Oh, you have, Peter.
Just
don't go to any more seances.
I promise. Oh, I'm so glad we came down, Peter.
So am I. But you're going to catch your death standing at that window. Come on to bed.
In a little while. Mind if I go for a short walk?
And just as I was warming up the bed.
You stay, darling. I'll be only a little while.
Where are you off to this time of night?
Oh, just thought I'd get reacquainted with the old place. See what changes the new owners have made.
Well, if you're going down to the pub, I'll come with you.
Oh, no. You stay put. I won't be long. You don't begrudge me a little sentiment, do you, darling? I'll be right back. For doing this.
Back already?
Oh, I thought you were asleep.
No, I was watching you from up here at the window. Where did you go?
Just out, toward the cliffs.
Did you, find what you came for?
What?
Did you find it? The treasure?
Whatever do you mean?
You know good and well what I mean. Paul was diving for treasure one day, wasn't he? And he found some. And together you hid it.
What makes you think that?
You told me yourself.
I told you?
You're a notoriously bad sleeper, Val. You talk in your sleep. I knew there was treasure somewhere. I waited for you to tell me about it, to share it, but you never did. That's why I had to engage Mrs. Waycross, don't you see?
You? Then the seance was all make-believe?
Sure. And now, where is the treasure?
Oh, Peter. Well, let me tell you about Paul Harrow's treasure. He left me in charge of the inn one weekend and went off in search of a sunken ship from the Spanish Armada. He dove all weekend off the coast of France. And when he came back, sure enough, he had found treasure. He was thrilled like a little boy. So was I, really. It made him so happy. So we decided to hide it. We built a sundial out at the end of the seawall. And we hid the treasure under the pedestal.
What was it? What did he find?
Oh, he found Spanish gold.
Ah.
Yes. Would you like it, Peter? You want my hidden fortune? Here, catch.
Huh? One gold coin?
One gold coin. It was our secret good luck piece. He always called it our treasure.
I wouldn't like it if you were holding out on me, Valerie. I've gone to a lot of trouble over this.
Peter, why this fuss? Why did you set out to deceive me?
Because we're going broke, my love. Commodities futures. There's not much future in it for me.
But you mean the whole thing with Mrs. Waycross was just a hoax?
Of course.
Wait. What about Disraeli?
I fed him a tiny drop of arsenic in his water dish just as I left the flat. Made a rather nice touch coupled with Mrs. Waycross's phone call, don't you think?
Peter, you're sick.
No, but I'm losing my patience with you, Val. So let's go find the rest of the secret fortune.
There isn't any more. That coin was it.
Oh, don't tell me you came all the way down here to Cornwall for one gold piece. Oh, no.
Think what you want. I wanted to do what Paul asked me to do. You see, I'll admit it. I really wanted to believe Paul's spirit was alive. Somehow. Well, at least now I know about you, Peter. And I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry.
Just a minute. Where do you think you're going?
I'm going to the pub to phone for a cab to take me back to town. I'll take the train to London.
Oh, no.
Get out of my way. Take your hands off me.
You're clever, Val. But I'm one up on you. There's more gold where this came from, and it's time we shared it.
Oh, you're mad.
Mad, am I? Where is it? Tell me. Maybe you'll feel more generous if we go by the window. It's a long drop to the ground.
Oh, no. No.
Where's the rest of it? Tell me. Or out the window with you.
Oh, help. Help.
All right, that'll be quite enough now. What the devil do you think you're doing? Just a domestic spat, Constable.
Who is it now? I think we'll have a talk with you at headquarters. All right, Mum?
I think so.
All right, Matthews, take this man down to the car.
But, Valerie, for God...
Talk with you at headquarters. All right, Mum?
I think so.
All right, Matthews, take this man down to the car.
But, Valerie, for God's sakes, don't let him do this to me. Say something. Valerie, I'm your husband.
Thank you, Constable. He went wild. If you hadn't come when you did,
Yes, piece of luck, all right. If it hadn't been for the fellow on the beach road, we wouldn't have been here at all.
What?
The fellow who flagged us down and told us there was trouble at the inn.
What fellow?
Dripping wet he was. From the looks of him, I'd say he'd been scuba diving.
As I said at the beginning, you either believe in spirits or you don't. Poor Valerie, she picked a terribly backward fellow for her second husband. He was trying to rob Paul to pay Peter. Tonight's crisis was called A Message from the Other Side and featured Pat French, Duncan McLean, Leah Sluice, and Douglas Young. This is Jim French inviting you to join us next time for Crisis.